Welcome to the Medical Self-Care Body Scan. This will take 40 minutes to complete. Lie down and make yourself comfortable. Find a warm and quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Make sure your clothes are not too tight and your glasses are not causing you any discomfort. Now, once you're lying down, part your legs slightly and roll your feet gently outwards. Place your arms on the floor next to your body and turn the palms of your hands to face upwards. Allow the entire weight of your body to sink into the surface you're lying on, a little bit more on every out-breath. Now gently close your eyes. Release the tension from your face, soften your forehead, and relax your temples and cheeks. Your mouth should be very soft and relaxed too. If possible, breathe in and out through your nose. Feel the in-breath and the out-breath. Notice how the air flows through your nose and your palate into your body, gently raising your abdomen. On the out-breath, your abdomen falls back down slightly. Your chest relaxes, and the air flows back out through your nose. Allow your breath to flow in your own rhythm, and notice the movement of your breath. A gentle contraction and relaxation as you breathe in and out. With every exhale, you allow your body to sink a little bit further into the floor. The purpose of the body scan is to sense and explore your body. There is no intention behind it. The goal is not to relax at all costs. There is no right or wrong. It is a place and time for your body, your feelings, your forms of expression, and your thoughts. There's space for everything. Everything is allowed. Try to be very mindful of yourself and to notice your feelings and sensations with love and tenderness. Now take your attention down to your left foot. Become aware of your left toes, your big toe, your little toe, without moving them. Then the toes in between. Notice the individual toes. Perhaps they feel warm or cold. Perhaps you can feel a pulsating or tingling sensation, or a heaviness or lightness. Then slowly move your attention onto the sole of your foot as far as your heel, noticing your heel as it rests on the floor. Now move from there to the bridge of your foot and pay attention to your entire foot. Then move to your ankle and notice how it is feeling. Is it relaxed or tense? Now move on, shifting your attention to your lower leg. Notice your calf and the feeling of contact with the floor. Then notice your shin. You might feel the skin or the clothing resting on your skin. You might even be able to feel your shin bone. Now move up to your knee, the kneecap, the hollow of your knee, your knee joint deep inside. From there, travel with your attention up to your thigh and your groin. Feel how your thigh is resting on the floor, and the top of your thigh, is it tense or relaxed? Perhaps you can feel a pulsating sensation here, or sense the flow of blood. Whatever you perceive, whether it's a lot or even nothing at all, is okay. Now notice your groin, the point where your thigh becomes your hip. Then move from your left hip to your right hip, down through your leg to the toes of your right foot. Notice your big toe, your little toe, and the toes in between. Notice the sole of your foot and your heel as it rests on the floor. Move from the heel to the bridge of your foot and notice your entire foot. Is it warm or cold? Heavy or light? Perhaps you can feel a tingling or pulsating sensation. Then move on to your ankle and notice whether it is relaxed or tense. Do you have time or are you in a hurry? From there, move slowly up your lower leg. Notice your calf, your shin. As you are scanning the body, pain or unpleasant feelings may also arise. Try to accept them, to treat them like a snapshot in time. You can also try, very gently, to focus your breathing on the area with the unpleasant sensation and allow the feelings to flow out of the body as you breathe out, without expecting immediate change. Then return your attention to your lower leg and move up from there to your right knee. Notice your kneecap, the hollow of your knee, the entire knee joint. From there, move slowly up your thigh to your groin. Feel how the underside of your thigh rests on the floor. Simply try to perceive and notice the feelings. Then notice your groin on the right and focus your attention on the right-hand side of your pelvis. Move to your pelvic floor and the area of your genitals. Notice the area of your pubic bone and then move on to the left-hand part of your pelvis. Notice your buttocks resting on the floor, the weight of your pelvis, and perhaps you will also be able to perceive how your in-breath flows deep into your pelvis, causing the area to expand before relaxing again as the tension flows back out. Observe how your sacrum rests on the floor and try to perceive your coccyx or tailbone. Feel the inhale and exhale there too. As your abdomen rises and falls with your breath, perhaps you will also be able to feel your intestines. Then one breath at a time, move up your spine, vertebra by vertebra, until you reach the middle. Notice the middle part of your spine, your back. And now shift your attention to the front, to your abdomen, and then your stomach area. There, you can clearly feel the movement of your diaphragm as you breathe in and out. There might be a bubbling feeling in your stomach. Perhaps it feels warm, or you might notice a pulsating sensation or the movement of your digestive system. Simply observe what is happening and breathe in and out gently. Then move breath by breath up your spine between your shoulder blades. Notice your chest, your shoulder blades, how they move away from your spine slightly as you breathe in. and then relax again as you breathe out. Then shift your attention slowly to the front of your body, to your breastbone. Notice how your chest rises and your ribs expand with every in-breath. Try to feel the lower edge of your ribs as you breathe in and out, how they expand and open on the in-breath. And then let go and relax on the out-breath. Then shift your attention to the area of your heart. Notice the sensations, the warmth, but also all the feelings and thoughts that are in your heart. Simply observe them. Whether they are pleasant or unpleasant, welcome them like friends and notice and accept them. Then move on to your collarbone. Notice your throat and the back of your neck. Move from there to your right and left shoulder joints. Then down through both arms to your fingertips on the right and the left. Notice the tips of your fingers, your thumbs, your index finger, your middle finger, your ring finger, and your little finger on both hands without moving them. Then slowly travel with your attention from your fingertips along your fingers to the palms of your hands, and from there to the backs of your hands. Now allow all the tension to flow out of your hands. Be aware of how your hands feel, warm or cold, dry or moist, light or heavy. Now shift your attention to your wrists. Are they relaxed, or are they itching to get moving again? Or are they allowed to just be? Then slowly travel up from your wrists along your forearms to your elbows. Notice how your arms are resting on the floor and allow them to sink lower and lower. Observe the sensations in your elbow joints, both left and right. And then move from them along your upper arms to your shoulder joints. Notice your upper arms, and then shift your attention from your shoulder joints to your neck, and from your neck to your chin. Notice your lower jaw and the joints in your jaw. Notice the inside of your mouth, your palate, your teeth, allowing your tongue to just lie there in your mouth, very relaxed. It's as if the teeth are drawing back, no longer biting together. Notice your lips, how they gently touch one another. Notice your cheeks and your temples. Shift your focus to your ears, the outer part of your ear, and then into the auditory canal. Maybe you will be able to hear your breath or other sounds. Then travel slowly to your nose. Notice the ridge of your nose, your nostrils, the feeling of the in-breaths and the out-breaths. The in-breath is a little cooler than the out-breath. Then move on to your eyes. Notice the gentle touch of your eyelids and allow your eyeballs to sink further into your eye sockets. Notice your eyebrows and the space in between and the entire area of your forehead. Perhaps a feeling of annoyance or worry is etched on your forehead. Notice this, and then let it flow away. Now travel slowly to your scalp. Notice how your head lies on your neck. Then shift your attention to the crown of your head and imagine that there is a little opening at the highest point of your skull which your breath can flow through, like a whale's blowhole. Imagine that your breath is flowing into your body through this opening as you breathe in, then passing through your body before exiting via the soles of your feet. Next time, breathe in again through your feet, allowing the breath to flow throughout your body and then out through the top of your head. Then breathe in again through the top of your head. Allow the breath to flow through your body and breathe out through the soles of your feet. Breathe in again through the soles of your feet. Allow the air to flow through your body and back through the top of your head. Now try to maintain this flow through your body for a number of breaths. Allow the breath to fill your body and notice how your body feels from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head. Pay close attention to how it feels. The light movement, the pulsating of your body, the feeling of liveliness and calm at the same time, the gentle sensation of tensing and relaxing. Simply being there. And it is good that you are there. Let your face form a little smile and notice how it feels. Then return your attention to your breath through the nose. Breathe in and out a little more deeply. Then slowly come back into the room. Notice your hands and feet. Move your body and stretch a little. And when you feel ready, open your eyes.